Welcome to r/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is r/amithebutthole, where someone mocks a grieving widow at the funeral of her dead husband and children. Am I the butthole for going to the parents of the girl my stepsister has been bullying? My 17-year-old stepsister has been bullying this girl in our grade, Mia. Mia is a very shy person. We were never friends, but we were friendly, until the bullying started and then Mia withdrew from everyone. I found out about the bullying over a month ago. People described it as not real bullying, but my stepsister called her names and told her that she doesn't deserve friends. I found a note from my stepsister telling Mia this. I was pissed! My stepsister and I never had a good relationship because we're always fighting, but I never figured that she was an actual bully. Just someone who got on my freaking nerves. I ended up going to Mia's parents with what I knew and the evidence of the bullying, and now it's been brought up with the school and Mia's parents want my stepsister expelled. My dad is pissed. He said that it was so unbelievably petty and mean-spirited to go to the girl's parents over sibling issues. I told my dad that nothing between me and my stepsister would ever be sibling issues because we are not siblings. And that my actual siblings, my younger brother and sister, would never do that to another person. My stepsister's been suspended, and it looks like she'll be expelled on Thursday when the big meeting happens. My dad's wife is freaking out, and so are my stepbrothers. With the exception of my siblings, everyone seems to think that I'm wrong for doing what I did, for at least not talking to my stepsister first. I feel like going to Mia's parents was the right call because of how serious bullying can be for the person being bullied. And even just calling someone names can cut a person really deep. But I never expected this kind of reaction. Life at home is very awkward right now. Am I the butthole? Wait, hold on. So it's petty and mean-spirited to stand up to a bully, but it's not petty and mean-spirited to be a bully? What are your parents talking about, OP? And what's more, people saying that it's not real bullying? Well, in that case, what's fake bullying look like? There's no such thing because it's all just bullying. OP, you definitely did the right thing here. I mean, yeah, someone could make the argument that you should have gone to your stepsister first, but realistically, how would that have gone? Hey, stepsister, I see that you're bullying Mia, and I would really appreciate it if you stop.
Oh, my bad. I recognize the errors of my ways, and I totally understand that I'm in the wrong here. My apologies. I'll stop.
OP, you get a solid 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your stepsister gets 3.5 out of 5 buttholes, and your parents get 3 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling a mom the truth about why her son wasn't invited to a sleepover party? My son just turned 10, and for his birthday, he wanted to do a superhero-themed slumber party. We did something similar on the last 2 years, and they all had a blast. The party started around 3, and we did pizzas, movie, popcorn, and designed superhero masks. My son is friends with a boy named James from his class. He came to the last 2 sleepover parties, and while he was well-behaved, it was his parents who I felt were the problem. When we send out the invites, we tell the parents when the party is and what time to pick the kids up the next day. For the last 2 parties, James was always the last one to be picked up. For my son's 8th birthday, we specifically stated that all kids should be picked up by 11 a.m. We had plans to go to my in-laws for my kid's birthday party, which was on his actual birthday. We had 5 boys, including our son, at the party, and 3 of them were picked up by 11 a.m. At 11:30, I texted James' mom and asked if she was coming to get him, and she said that she was on her way. I assumed that she ran an errand and was just running behind. No big deal. By 12:30, she still hadn't shown up, so I texted her again and reminded her that I had somewhere to be, and she had to get here as soon as possible. She responded that she was eating lunch and she would be there soon. By 2 p.m., I texted her again and let her know that she has to pick her son up ASAP, that we're getting ready to leave in an hour, and that her son was not invited to come with us. I had assumed that this would prompt her to come get him. By 4 p.m., my husband left with our kids to my in-laws, and I called James's mother. I left her a voicemail and told her that if she wasn't at my house in 30 minutes to pick up her son, I was calling the police to inform them that he was an abandoned child. She showed up within 15 minutes to get him. She gave some half-hearted apology about how she was busy with errands and running her other kids to their activities. Today I received a text message from her asking why James wasn't invited to the sleepover party. Apparently, one of the other moms was talking about how much fun the kids had at the party, and she wanted to know why her son wasn't invited.
So I told her the truth, that her son wasn't invited because I wasn't sure if she would come get him in a timely manner without disrupting our plans for the rest of the day. I explained that anytime her son is at my house, she's always late to pick him up. And I was tired of catering to her schedule. She called me an uppity B-word and has since blocked me in social media and her phone. Am I the butthole for telling her why her son wasn't invited? No way, OP. You are not the butthole here. You were being completely reasonable. You communicated your schedule and gave her a lot of chances to come pick up her kid, but instead, she was treating you like a free daycare. And worst of all, she's allowing her 10-year-old son to suffer the consequences of her screw-up. OP, it looks like we've got a classic case of an entitled parent on our hands. You get 0 out of 5 buttholes, she gets 2 out of 5 buttholes.
Am I the butthole for making my father rebook my wedding venue at nearly triple the original cost after my stepsister canceled my original booking? My stepsister impersonated me and canceled my wedding venue reservation. She's 18 years old and a jealous cow. I got the reservation for a steal because I booked early and COVID made things uncertain. Well now, demand for wedding venues has skyrocketed. The venue is now asking nearly triple the original cost for the same date. They say that they'll honor the original reservation if I show proof that my stepsister committed fraud in the form of a police report. My father has begged me not to involve the police. So I told him he'll need to cover the new cost then. All of it except for my original deposit, because I'm super aggravated. My father is going to have to sell some property to do this. He's put down the additional deposit for the venue already, though. I know that my father isn't to blame here, but that witch is living under his roof. And by asking me not to report her fraud, I can only assume that he's taken responsibility for her actions. Am I the butthole? I do feel guilty, because my fiancé and I are much more financially well off than my father. But I just feel like this isn't my problem to fix. My father did find an alternative venue that was pretty nice and wasn't that expensive, but I just said that it had to be the original venue. I'm just incredibly pissed off. Nah, OP, you said it yourself. You wrote, I can only assume that my father took responsibility for her actions. And yeah, that's exactly what's happening here. You deserve recompense, and that should come from your stepsister, but your father's saying no, so instead that falls on his shoulders. Seems pretty reasonable if you ask me. And it's true, your dad didn't do anything wrong here, but if he's willing to pay for your stepsister's sins, then that's on him. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. What you're doing is completely reasonable. Honestly, I think I'd also give your father 0 out of 5 buttholes. I would definitely agree that the stepsister deserves some sort of punishment, but still, it's completely normal for a father to want to protect his daughter, so I think that's reasonable. He's paying you to make it up to you, and he's protecting his stepdaughter from legal repercussions, so yeah, it's a noble thing he's doing. 0 out of 5 buttholes. I will add, though, that if your father just covers your stepsister's crime and gives her no punishment, then I think it'd have to go up to 1 out of 5 buttholes for him. In that case, your dad would be acting like an irresponsible father who is not raising his daughter to be a good woman. Speaking of not being a good woman, your stepsister gets 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my sister-in-law that no one cares that she's pregnant? Backstory, my 33-year-old cousin, Mary, lost her husband and 2 of her 3 kids in a car accident last week. Mary and her 5-year-old daughter are as devastated as you would expect. It's just heartbreaking. Well, today was the funeral, and my brother's wife, who's 26, announced her pregnancy the second she arrived at our house this morning. We were like, okay, congratulations, but please keep it on the down low for today. Well, when we arrived at the church, she kept making gagging sounds and rubbing her stomach, saying,
as a mom, I can't imagine what she's going through.
They don't have any kids, so people would look at her funny, and then she'd tell them that she was pregnant. Afterwards, at my aunt's house, my sister-in-law kept making everything about her. Like, someone would be in the bathroom, and my sister-in-law would loudly say, pregnant lady needs to pee! She literally told my cousin's sister to give her seat so the lady with the baby could rest her feet. I ignored her until she came up to Mary, stuck out her flat belly, and said,
my husband and I just found out that I was pregnant, and honestly, we're beside ourselves thinking that what happened to you could happen to us.
Mary broke down.
I snapped and said, who says that to a woman who just literally lost 2 babies?
No one gives an F that you're pregnant. Look around. It's not just one, but two babies' funerals. Not to mention the love of Mary's life. I knew that you were an attention seeker, but for F's sake, you took the pregnancy test 4 days ago. Just leave. She left in tears, and my brother called me a fat, bitter B-word. I've gotten phone calls from my brother and my sister-in-law's family calling me a world of names because I made a pregnant woman cry. If I'm being honest, even though Mary and my aunt thanked me because it was all making Mary upset, I feel worse about making a scene. Please put me in my place if I'm wrong.
All right, Ophi, so this is one of those stories where you read the title. Am I the butthole for telling my sister-in-law that no one cares that she's pregnant? And you think to yourself, man, this person's totally going to be the butthole here. How rude. What situation could possibly exist on planet Earth where that would not make OP the butthole? But yeah, I would say this situation fits that bill quite perfectly. OP, you are completely not the butthole in this situation. What your sister-in-law did was extremely rude. Like, first of all, I can't even imagine coming to a funeral and saying something like that in front of the widow and the mother of the dead babies. I mean, geez, lady, I get that you're happy and you're excited about the baby and everything, but timing matters. Maybe don't parade your pregnancy in front of the woman who just lost her two babies. Oh my God.
That's a shame about your dead babies, but the good news is that I'm having a baby. Isn't that fantastic?
Oh my God, like even just me sitting in my basement recording this video, speaking in my stupid Karen voice, I felt cringy and bad just saying that to an imaginary person online. And this person's rubbing it in the face of a literal crying widow, like, oh my God, OP. You're not the butthole here. Okay, can we just all agree? OP's not the butthole here. This woman completely deserved to be put in her place. Absolutely. She should have been kicked out way earlier than that if you ask me. Also, I'd like to point out that my wife just had a baby and she did not talk like that.
Coming through. Pregnant lady needs to pee. Oh, I'm so hungry because I'm pregnant. Ah, just let me put my feet up because the pregnant lady needs to rest her feet.
No, the only reason why you talk like that is because you want people to know that you're pregnant. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your sister-in-law gets 4.5 out of 5 buttholes. I genuinely want to give her more, but I try to reserve 5 out of 5 for like literal child abusers and people like that. Am I the butthole for kicking my sister out to the streets because she can't take my effing violin playing? I'm a 30-year-old woman who's a musician, playing gigs at an orchestra as a violinist. Rehearsals just resumed, so the orchestra is my main source of income at the moment. My sister, who's 26, is a social worker who works 3 days a week, so she makes minimal income, but she adores her job. I live in a small two-bedroom apartment, using the second room as a practice room and storage for my instruments. 3 violins, 2 guitars, a digital piano, and a small drum kit. 4 months ago, my sister broke up with her boyfriend, and I temporarily offered her my spare room. I moved most of my stuff to the living room so I could fit a small bed in there. My sister moved in, but she asked me to move more stuff to the living room. I moved pretty much everything except the piano, to the point where the living room became uninhabitable. Then, my sister started complaining about my violin playing, saying that it gave her headaches. I told her that I couldn't stop my daily practice without risking my only steady income, but the arguments got worse. She told me to play only when she wasn't home, but with her work schedule, I couldn't afford that. I tried switching to an electric violin, but even that can be pretty loud, so it didn't help. Several times I reminded her that this was only a temporary arrangement, but she didn't seem to hear me. 2 weeks ago, I arrived home to find my piano in the bathroom, near water and humidity, because my sister needed the space for her new double bed. When I told her that she can't seriously expect me to store my piano there, she said,
"Yeah, you'll just have to sell it, I guess."
I got so mad that I told her she has 7 days to leave, but she didn't take me seriously. For a week, I only talked to her to remind her how much time she had left, but she always laughed it off and told me to stop acting like a crazy person. When the deadline came, I boxed up all her stuff while she was at work, booked an Airbnb bid sit close by, and drove her stuff there. She was livid, but she couldn't do anything except take her new keys and stay there. The following week, she kept calling me with an increasingly apologetic tone, saying that she shouldn't have moved my piano or bought a bed. She promised she would put more effort into finding a new place, and by the end of the week, I considered most of our issues to be at least addressed, so I drove to help her move back in. But while I was carrying the first box back into my apartment, she said,
"I do hope that you'll at least stop with the violin this time. I absolutely refuse to take more of that effing violin."
I dropped the box, wished her good luck, and left. Now, 2 days later, on one hand, it feels like a huge overreaction to leave my own sister literally homeless because of an argument about a violin. But on the other hand, I have no plans to allow her back here because I feel like she would just continue crossing boundaries and never leave.
Man, this episode feels like the day of evil sisters.
OP, you are doing your sister a huge favor. She was down on her luck, so you basically gave her a place to stay for free. And the only requirement you have for giving her free room and board was to just respect your stuff and respect your violin practice time. Your sister, for some reason, could do neither. There's that phrase, my house, my rules. Well, yeah, OP, it's your house, it's your rules. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your sister gets 2.5 out of 5 buttholes.
That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, you can subscribe to my podcast to unlock extra episodes. Also, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.